aerospace and defense manufacturing.
Machines and automation.
Additive manufacturing.
Smart manufacturing.
A global manufacturing economy.
Welcome to Advanced Manufacturing Now, the podcast for manufacturing professionals. From the design screen to the shop floor to final assembly, we drive the conversation for making manufacturing smarter. Powered by SME, connecting people who are passionate about manufacturing. Visit us at advancedmanufacturing.org.
Hello, and welcome to Advanced Manufacturing Now, the podcast for manufacturing professionals. I'm your host, Chris Mayhart, Associate Editor, and we're on site at South Tech 2019 in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm joined today by Amber Fulmer, Eastern Sales Manager for North America with OnRobot US. We're talking collaborative robots, end-of-arm tooling, and the future of automation in manufacturing. Thanks for joining us, Amber. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chris, for having me.
So for those listeners of ours who may not be aware of OnRobot, can you tell us a little bit about the company and what you do?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. OnRobot is a end-of-arm tooling manufacturer that offers end-of-arm tools that go across all robotic brands, not necessarily tied with just one, but many different robotic applications. We really focus on light industrial applications as well as collaborative applications, and we're working on building our portfolio to have multiple gripper solutions in the near future.
So when you think of robots, you know, collaborative robotics, collaborative automation, it's one of the newer terms in the industry. You know, when you think back to the original first ever robot that was used by GM, I mean, that thing did one thing and only one thing, and it was massive and very expensive. What is driving this new need for collaborative automation?
Yeah, that's a great point. There are quite a few things that are driving the need for collaborative and light industrial applications and the solution of flexible automation. The first and foremost one is a huge labor gap that is happening. So a lot of these tasks that collaborative automation can really fulfill is being done by the baby boomer generation. And that generation is looking to retire here in the next few years. You've got a huge gap in knowledge where their children and the generations that follow the baby boomers all have four-year college degrees, looking to do white-collar jobs. There's nobody that is actually ready to do the menial tasks that have been done by people in the past. So companies are looking to fulfill that type of application and that type of job through flexible automation.
And how does collaborative automation, flexible automation, how does that differ from, you know, the large industrial robots of GM and some of the large manufacturers who first got into the space?
Sure. So when you think of industrial robots, that's more for large manufacturers that are running a single product millions and millions and millions of times. So very long-running jobs, singular items, that's where that really plays. There's still a whole arena for that type of robotic application. When you think of collaborative robots, it's more very flexible, different types of applications, tasks that typically people do. So whether it is loading a CNC machine, whether it's packaging product into boxes, whether it's palletizing boxes at the end of the line, assembly type applications, anything that's really tedious tasks, repetitive tasks, this is where collaborative automation really comes into play. And when you think of the robot itself, you really think about what is on the end of the arm that is doing that task. And that's where OnRobot comes in, to be able to provide solutions that are general, ready to use right out of the box, but also can be somewhat customized for each application.
So I know you guys have a line called the OnRobot One system. And, you know, if you're talking about those industrial robotics, one of the big limiting factors for them is, as you said, it's really built for mass production on a grand scale without really switching around. Because if you want to change that, it could take weeks or months to reprogram that robot, as well as millions of dollars even in additional equipment changes to that. Whereas collaborative robotics are much more flexible and they allow those quick changes. How does something like the OnRobot One system simplify that even further for a manufacturer?
It's extremely easy to use. We are not having our products being used by necessarily robotics engineers. We're really focused on the small to medium-sized businesses, companies that don't have a large engineering staff on site. But to be able to use our one system, extremely easy to use, reducing the amount of downtime that it takes, having their CNC machines and their assembly lines have as much uptime as possible. That's really key. Our whole one system is really establishing building blocks for not only the existing products that we have today, but also the future products that we will have down the line. This is going to be a general platform where a company can train their employees on one singular system and be able to use multiple tools to be able to solve for their applications.
So if I'm a manufacturer and I'm looking at either adding collaborative robots or I already have some and light industrial robotics, why should I look at OnRobot versus one of the other providers out there?
Sure, absolutely. Great question. Our products are extremely versatile. We can play on all different robot brands, not just one or two. You can use our grippers on every single robot brand that's out there. So a lot of manufacturers have already pre-existing robots. That's one thing to keep in mind when even when they're adding collaborative robots in addition to what they already have. Customers and manufacturers can have all different types of robots in their four walls. And so you're able to use our products on not just one, but all of them.
I can imagine that comes in handy, again, when you're talking about the training. You know, is manufacturing right now, finding workers, finding skilled workers is a challenge everyone's having. And so you're getting people with less of those skills that are coming in. And I can imagine that having one system that applies across all areas really helps simplify that.
And that's the whole goal. Our whole idea is to try to make everything as simple as possible, easy to use, right out of the box. It's a very generalized system, but it's also customizable. So if you have multiple types of projects within your manufacturing environment, you're able to quickly use and change out one product with another product, but still have the same platform that we offer today.
Are there any specific verticals or business types that you're seeing might be a little better fit for your products, or are you guys really focused on that generalized across the entire industry?
Yeah, so that's the funny thing, right? So it's not necessarily a specific vertical per se. We're really focused on the application itself. We're focused on collaborative applications, like industrial applications. Our sweet spot is CNC machining, assembly type work, packaging, palletizing, a lot of the jobs that are done today where there's a lot of repetition. So wherever there's a lot of repetition, you're able to put in a collaborative or light industrial robot with an on-robot gripper and be able to have that repeatability day in and day out. Especially when manufacturers are looking to expand or they're looking to grow their production.
Sure.
Very easy to have a collaborative application with an on-robot gripper. Being able to do an application, whether it's first shift, second shift, or lights out manufacturing.
So what does a manufacturer need to think about when they're looking to purchase a gripper? I mean, what are sort of some of the key pieces of information or other items that they should think about when they're shopping for grippers and end-of-arm tooling?
Sure. I think it's an investment, right? It's an investment that manufacturers are making. I think it's an investment that they're looking to get a return on somewhat quickly. I think that you should always look at, you know, what tool provides you the most amount of intel. What gives you the most amount of feedback? How can we use technology today to be able to provide you more information that you can provide your customers? So I think that's key. I think that you also want to invest in a singular platform that is customizable, that is able to grow with your business, that you're able to adapt it to other robot brands or other types of applications that you have. Perhaps your business changes, and if it changes, our grippers are flexible enough to be able to adapt to what those changes are. We are standard out of the box, but we also have some parts of our grippers that are customizable, whether it be the fingertips or being able to maneuver a vacuum gripper to be able to accommodate different sizes of packages or products. So I think it's really investing in the flexibility of the future of their business.
That's great. I mean, I know across the industry we're seeing a lot more diversification than perhaps we may have seen in the past. I think, you know, the Great Recession kind of scared some folks that I can't put all my eggs in one basket anymore. So having that flexibility is a real benefit to a lot of manufacturers these days. So in your job, you could see a lot of the industry, you get to talk to a lot of manufacturers. What are you hoping to see in the next 5 years?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I really would like to see U.S. manufacturing have a more competitive advantage here in the U.S. The economy is great. There's a lot of manufacturing that is coming back to the U.S. A fantastic time to grow, a fantastic time for manufacturing and the industry overall. I would like to see that adoption of collaborative and light industrial automation have them invest in the future because they have to solve for it. They have to solve to stay competitive, to stay productive, and to do so, it would be really great to see that adoption grow significantly. I mean, right now we're seeing trends in industrial robots grow 12 to 14% year over year. Collaborative robots are growing 23 to 24% year over year. The market for end-of-arm tooling is growing substantially as well. So just to be able to have that adoption process happen that much sooner would be great. You know, I liken it to, it's an extension of CNC machining, right? So, you know, years ago when CNC machining was coming on board and there was a lot of hesitation around it.
Sure.
And now it's just kind of
it's the
you
standard.
Have to do it. It's the standard. You have to do that. I mean, I see in 5 years, it's definitely going to become more and more standardized. What I can tell you is, you know, just a few years ago, collaborative robots were just, you know, very, very new. So
Yeah.
5 years ago, people were asking, what is it? To, you know, a couple years ago, it's, you know, now, okay, I understand what it is. You know, how can I move this product to here, and how can a collaborative robot really help me in my business? To now, you know, they understand collaborative, they understand the why. So now it's, okay, what kind of AI are you using in the gripper to be able to provide me as much feedback and have that tool work for me? Much like the tooling works for CNC machines right now.
That's
so
great.
So very, very standardized. I see collaborative automation and flexible automation. It's just the next wave of automation.
I think the big key word in there is collaborative, and it really is. It's all of a sudden marrying your, say, biological workforce, your, you know, men and women who are working in your lines, working in your shop, and partnering with robotics that help, as you said earlier, take away perhaps more of those dangerous, the menial, or the more repetitive tasks that can wear down a human body. And it's all about helping engage that. It's not about a replacement, but it's about marrying the two together and benefiting from each of their strengths.
Yeah, so we call that an augmented workforce. So that is exactly right. It's marrying the two together. Oftentimes, you know, you hear about robots taking over jobs. and what I find, you know, as I visit customers and manufacturers across the East, is that that's simply not the case. There's a lot of jobs that are going unfulfilled right now. It typically, a job is posted for 18 to 24 months before they can fill it. And then when you take the training it takes to train a person to do that and cross your fingers and hope they stay.
Absolutely.
You could have invested in already getting that return on that investment through collaborative robotics and end-of-arm tooling.
Well, Amber, you've shared a lot of great information. It's been very informative. Thank you for your time. If listeners want to learn more about OnRobot, where should they go?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's www.onrobot.com. We're also on social media, so LinkedIn, YouTube. We have a YouTube page. Feel free to follow that. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere.
I know a few videos I'll be watching tonight. If you want to find more Advanced Manufacturing Now, visit us at advancedmanufacturingnow.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advanced Manufacturing Now. If you liked what you heard, feel free to share the show and head over to iTunes, where you can write a review and subscribe to keep up with future episodes. Don't forget, you can join the conversation and learn more at advancedmanufacturing.org. Thank you.